MashaAllah, JazakAllah khairan. Next we call our beloved father, Muhtami himself, Hazrat Maulana Dawood Sidat Sahib.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. My duty is not to give a bayan. Alhamdulillah, the Qur'an has addressed us. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal on Maulana's advice. So with regards to the madrasa, so alhamdulillah, this is the fifth year that we are here at this premises. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward the students, because without the students, you won't have a madrasa. Without flowers, there isn't any garden. So Allah Ta'ala reward them for taking the time out, sacrificing their lives to come and study the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the parents, Allah Ta'ala reward the parents also, and Allah Ta'ala inspire more and more parents to put their children in the line of the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Wallahi, as Maulana has mentioned, with regards to the secular system, people sometimes get offended when we speak about this. But I'm in the house of Allah Ta'ala, and we receive emails and messages from our young children in the community. All I can tell you, that we are playing Russian roulette with the iman of our children. People then tell me that the ulama of the past, they didn't speak out against the schooling as you all are speaking out today. So I tell them that the ulama of the past, they didn't live to see what's happening today. They don't know, at that time when they spoke, school was something else. They spoke about school in their zaman. In this era, school is something else. School is just a deception. What's actually happening there is something very, very different. So I'm not going to go into details there, but Allah Ta'ala reward the parents for putting the children in this line of deen. Allah Ta'ala reward the asatiza that they sacrifice from their childhood. They went to study. After studying, then too they remained in this line of deen. They didn't look towards dunya. They remained in the line of deen. And then to leave every town where they could have made khidmat and come away into a little farm or a little village that is far away from everything else. Even if they want to do some little bit shopping, it means getting into the car and driving out. There's no proper supermarket or even a chemist. Alhamdulillah, from this year, Allah Pak sent one Muslim doctor to come live here. So at least there's a doctor in the village. But other than that, there's no amenities here, etc. Not much. So Allah Ta'ala reward them abundantly and their families. And all those whom Allah Ta'ala used for the madrasa, the building of the madrasa, the purchasing of the property, and whatever else, people's duas, people's assistance, Allah Ta'ala reward everybody, and Allah Ta'ala show them these as a treasure in the akhirat. So the madrasa, currently we have 7 HIFS classes, we don't have part-time, so I'm not going to say full-time. There is only full-time. So there are 7 HIPS classes. And we have now the Kitab classes. We have reached up to the 4th year this year. We completed the 4th year of the Alim class. So we have the Edadiya year. And then we have the Alim class that is up to the 4th year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. There is currently a total of 13 asatiza that are teaching at the madrasa. We also have a course, a 1-year course. This is for those who we hope will do the Alim course. The Zen is not made as yet. So they come for a 1-year course, and our hope is in that 1 year they must change their mind and reroute. Like how in the GPS, in the maps, you don't get the turn, then it reroutes. So those who didn't get the turn early and they're on the wrong road, they went and finished matric and all these things, they went on the wrong road. So now we hope that they get rerouted. They get rerouted and they come onto the road that they're supposed to have been on. You may tell me, Maulana, you're making a very bold statement. Are you saying that everybody else is on the wrong road? All the doctors, all the lawyers, all the engineers, everybody is on the wrong road. I ask you that you give me one sahabi who is a doctor. Give me one sahabi who is a lawyer. Give me one sahabi who is an engineer. And we see that our role models are the sahaba radiyallahu anhu. So you then tell me who's on the wrong road. So our role models are the sahaba radiyallahu anhu. Our role models are the anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Then you see who's on the wrong road. Amongst sahaba, there were huffaz. There were those who were ulama. There were those whom we would call muftis. There were those whom we'll call mufassirin. There were those whom we'll call muhaddithin. And the community carried on. It's not that the community came to an end. Yes, sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, they also had worldly knowledge. Worldly knowledge they had. How to farm, how to build, how to make the canal come to the field, how to hunt. Worldly knowledge they had, whatever was required to live your worldly life. They were businessmen, very good businessmen, sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. So that is all fine. But the secular line which the kuffar have drummed into us, that we have to go down that road, where today we are even taking our daughters and putting them down that road. Allah Ta'ala have mercy on us. Wallahi, how are we going to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala when Allah Ta'ala is going to question us that you knew I am your Rabb, and they were teaching you that you came from a baboon, and you sent your child there to learn that he came from a baboon? I am your Allah, and you sent your child to learn that no, the world came about with a big bang theory? You knew there was no parda in the university, and you sent your daughter there? Each one must think what jawab we will give to Allah Ta'ala. So that 1 year course we have with the intention that those students will get rerouted. Brothers, wallahi, with a heavy heart I tell you this. Hafiz of Haji Safi is still becoming Hafiz, still in the Hifz class. But he read those ayat of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. When his father came to tell him to go to the fair, and he said to his father that I am sick. Wallahi, fathers, mothers that are listening, they are children that come to us and they tell us that Maulana, this weekend there is this kind of function taking place in the family. I don't want to go. I'm learning what is right and wrong. But if I have to say I don't want to go, my parents will come down on me. My parents want to go to a certain market. Morana, it's so difficult to make hifazat of my eyes. I'm trying. I don't want to go. But if I tell them I don't want to go, they say I'm being disrespectful. Brothers, we may not be manufacturing idols. But wallahi, the time has come when we have to tell your children, tell your father, Anasati. Is this the type of homes we as mu'mineen, the type of environment as mu'mineen we creating for our children? Deendar homes, homes that are in the work of tabligh for years, homes that have got ta'alluq with mashayikh for years, homes in which they are ulama, and we are proud that all our grandchildren are hafiz. So many children are here. So I'm not talking about modern people. When are we going to make the change? When are we going to make the change? When are our family gatherings going to become in line with the sunnah? Forget walimas. Before we were talking about walimas and weddings. Today, we have to caution about hibs jalsas. Our blueprint is how the kuffar enjoy their lives. Even when a child is completing hibs, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. After that, we are having a party. Some people have gone, the compass is gone so far, that now to honor that hafiz, they got balloons, party atmosphere. Some people are renting out a restaurant. What is this? What life is this? One student became an alim. To celebrate him becoming an alim, a cake was made in the design of the siha sitta. So you got wedding cake, this cake, now you got siha sitta. Is this what our ilm is for? So let us do soul searching and see which side our compass is. Read about the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Read the seerah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and come back. Brothers, Allah Ta'ala has given us intelligence. It is easy to hide behind the cloak of a modern scholar. I ask you, so many things which just 10 years ago, 15 years ago, was totally impermissible, everybody knew. Now all of a sudden, that has become acceptable. Because somebody gave one fatwa, some scholar is doing it. Don't our elders, don't we know what we were doing before? If you turn the clock back, every home that changed their lives, one of the first things, person went out in Jamaat, person made ta'alluq with the sheikh, one of the first things that happened in that house is the TV went out. We were all in the same soup. We grew up with the TV in our house. When we came back from madrasa, we see the TV is gone. Kya hua? No, they changed their life. They changed their life. My masaji is sitting here. He will testify to what I'm telling you. As soon as a person changed, the first thing, the TV went out of the house. Why did the TV go out of the house? Because we realized that that was the evil. The TV went out because the ulama taught us that that is haram. Today we are seeing an era where the alim is the actor on the TV. So can that thing be right? It was haram, it went out. What changed? When a person changed their life, the first thing they did, they burned their photo albums. So many albums people had. They took all these albums, they took all their wedding photos, they took their photos of their grannies and the old people. They burned everything. Bonfires were made. They burned everything. Today we say photography is permissible. How can these things be right? So we need to think. We need to think. Whose ummati we are? Whose ummati we are? And remain on true deen. Don't get misled. Remain on true deen. So that 1 year course we have for that reason, that inshallah those students will get saved. They'll come out of that environment and they will go on to become ulama. With regards to the madrasa, everybody, today anything you talk about, they talk about finances. One person told me, he said, no, Mona, you all are overstretching the business. Overstretching. Too many institutes. Lot of institutes. How much money must the businessman take? So I told him, no, but you got it wrong. Upside down. Your rozi is dependent on more of these institutes coming. These institutes not dependent on your turnover. The institute is not dependent on your turnover. If you feel your business is getting strained, you don't give. Allah Ta'ala will give some other banda to give. Who asked you to give? If you want to give, Allah will give you barakah. So alhamdulillah, the madrasa meets its expenses. Allah Ta'ala puts it in the hearts of people. They contribute to the madrasa, and the madrasa, alhamdulillah, at no time, with Allah Ta'ala's fazal, karam, ihsan, at no time was the madrasa ever in a difficulty. And we make dua to Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala keep it that way. Allah Ta'ala keep it that way. The madrasa continues with the fazal of Allah Ta'ala, the karam of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala give us ikhlas. Allah Ta'ala give acceptance. Then we have all the cleaners in the madrasa. We have the supervisors in the madrasa. So many people involved. The cook. The person doing the laundry. All these people are part and parcel of this machine that runs. And if you want to hear, you know, every machine has a sound. Every machine, there is a sound. If you want to hear, people want to hear how that M4 is sound, how that RS is sound, how that QS is sound. No. If you really want to hear something, then you must come when the HIMS class is in full motion. Then you hear the engine of the madrasa. You hear the engine of the madrasa. When you just get consumed, you walk into a capsule of noon. Quran should be just inside all around. You go into the Alim class, and then you will hear the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, this is what our life is about. This is what our life is about. The deen of Allah Ta'ala. By right, we supposed to be in the battlefield. Establishing the deen of Allah Ta'ala in every nook and cranny of this world. That was our responsibility. Asal kaam of Sahaba Rajnaw was take to the field. Go town to town, place to place, and establish the Sharia of Allah Ta'ala. We are weak. We are weak. We don't even have a leader. We don't even have a leader. We are like in a rudderless ship with no captains. Everywhere the ummah is being cut up. More and more is being cut up. At least, let us learn the deen and bring it into our life. There's nothing stopping us from doing that. One day, Allah Ta'ala will bring the ummah again in the Maidan. One day, Allah Ta'ala again will bless the ummah with a khalif. If not any other time, then under Imam Mahdi. If there's no other khalif to come from now till then, ultimately it will be under Imam Mahdi. But we must have that tamanna. This is our kaam. This is our mission in life. The jamaats, why do they move around? For the same reason. The ulama, why do they move around? For the same reason. These madaris, why do they come about? For the same reason. The deen of Allah Ta'ala must come alive. Allah Ta'ala make it alive in my life, in your life, and in the life of the entire world. So we have our huffaz that will be completing, alhamdulillah, asharatun kamila. There are 10 of them that will be completing today. So they will be reading their last sabak. The last sabak of theirs, they will be reading that. So each one of them, this is not sometime, and I warn them. I tell them, when you go home, some of you after a couple of days, after one day, you have one another program in your hometown. And you call it the Hibs Khatam program. So I tell them, if you're calling it the Hibs Khatam program, the night before that, make sure you stay awake whole night and read the Quran study. Otherwise, it's a mock. What khatam you mean? So they make the child again read the last three surahs, and then one dua is made. You know, duas are accepted at the time of the khatam. Which khatam took place? So I tell them, if your parents are going to do that, then make sure you do one khatam before that. Have one khatam, you make sure you read, then you can go and complete the Quran Sharif there and make a dua. So if you are going to make your children do that, then don't call it a khatam if it's not a khatam. Yeah, let them read some passage of the Quran Sharif, no problem at all. The child in the family has become a hafiz. Everybody wants to hear how he's reading, you know, to hear the Quran Sharif. Let him read. But you can't call it a hifz khatam. The hifz khatam never takes place. You must find out from him whether he read one khatam whole night. Then you can call it a hifz khatam. So this, what they will be reading, is a khatam. They are reading their last sabak, and it is a khatam that all of them will be making, the khatam. And as Maulana mentioned, how the duas will be accepted, etc. Malaika will kiss them between the, on their forehead, between the eyes. So that is exactly what is going to take place. We may not be able to see it, but we heard the words of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we have yaqeen on it. So we will commence now with the khatam, the students that are completing. So the first hafiz is Hafiz Ahmad Mullah, who is from Swingo Beach. And Hafiz Ahmad Mullah is the son of Marhum Qasim Mullah. Allah Ta'ala fill his qabr with noor. So we, Hafiz can read his last sawab.